Hello, welcome to Mary Craig Ministries and Craig House Christian Fellowship. This is a live teleservice. We have a special message today entitled Better. It is November 13th, 2022, and I am Joanna Borman. And Stephen will open us with prayer.
We come on bended knee with our heads bowed in humility before you. We pray that we be renewed in the spirit of our minds and put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness, that God would sanctify us by his word and by his spirit, that we may open our mouths boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel of Jesus Christ with love, compassion, and grace, that we might love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you. Today I want to talk about better. What's better? Since I met my husband John over 24 years ago, he's asked me questions in order to get me to rank different things of what's better. What I like, what's were sort of like the would you rather question. However, I'm not the sort of person to pick favorites. I don't have a favorite movie. I don't have a favorite song. I don't have a favorite food, except perhaps the chocolate chip cookie. I don't have a favorite city or even friends. Throughout his quizzing, we learned long ago that I do have a hands-down favorite dog breed of the Golden Retriever. And I'm sort of a single breed fan. And if I'm honest with myself, I wish all dogs were Golden Retrievers. Generally, though, I find ranking difficult, which is probably why John enjoys it so much. Over the years, I've attempted to rank movies, songs, food, sweets. We did a subset ranking of just candy, and we discovered that his candy favorites are my lows and vice versa. But we still have several shared candies that don't then have a chance of survival in our house. Before we had Lauren, we scored baby names on in an Excel sheet on a 1 to 5 scale to see independently if we would choose any overlapping names. And since many of you know, John's a scientist, and I used to be in market research, so I suppose this odd behavior makes sense for how our brains work and our relationship. Then, later, when I was pregnant, all 3 times, John would really hit the food rankings. Not for what I felt like eating, but what could be really, really disgusting. When he would say these hypothetical food combinations, I would picture it in my mind. I could practically taste it, too. They were increasingly gross, and I think he wanted to see if anything would cause me to throw up. An example for you. Spaghetti sauce with garlic and milk and a roach and hair, and he'd add in a blender at the end to really seal the deal. In case you're wondering if he was successful in his efforts, yes, he was. He was eventually successful. My mind, thinking about the hypothetical, caused me to vomit. And I was pregnant after all. So you can now all be grateful if the people closest to you don't behave in such a horrible way and consider them to be better than my husband. So go ahead, I don't mind. So the concept of what's better is not foreign to me. This is all silly and not what I really want to talk about today, about better. My opinions on what's better don't matter. I researched what Scripture had to say about better, and I discovered many verses where the Bible does in fact say one thing is better than the other. To continue with a bit of fun that's more related to better, I pulled out 10 things where the Bible says one thing is better than the other. In your mind, see if you can finish the phrase or anticipate what would be better than the first thing that I say. Okay. Number 1, it's better to have a daughter-in-law who loves you than 7 sons. Number 2, it is better to obey than sacrifice. Number 3, it is better to have one day in your courts than 1,000 days elsewhere. Number four, it's better to be a doorkeeper in the house of God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. Number five, it's better to be a patient person than to be a warrior. Number six, it's better to meet a bear robbed of her cubs than a fool bent on folly. Number seven, it's better to be poor than a liar. Number eight, it's better to live on the corner of a roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife. Number nine, it's better to be a poor but wise youth than an old but foolish king who no longer knows how to heed a warning. And lastly, number 10, it is better not to make a vow than to make one and not fulfill it. So the Bible says these things about what is better. Maybe you anticipated a few of those answers and pat yourself on the back. Good job. But Scripture also tells us about who is better. The book of Hebrews lays out the case of Jesus Christ to the Jewish followers of Christ who valued angels, Moses, the Levitical priesthood and their worship system, and the covenant under Moses. And we're going to see how Jesus is better. And I don't have time today to go through it all in depth, so this is just an overview and a reminder for us. Number one, Jesus Christ is better than the angels. God doesn't tell any angel that they're his son. He says that about Jesus, though, from Hebrews 1. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have become your father"? Or again, "I will be his father and he will be my son"? And when he brought his firstborn son into the world, God said, "Let all of God's angels worship him." Angels are only servants, spirits sent to care for people who will inherit salvation. Jesus Christ is better than the angels. Number two, Jesus Christ is better than Moses. In Hebrews chapter 3, Scripture indicates a hierarchical relationship regarding a servant of the house and the owner of the house. Moses is great. He's obedient, he's faithful, but Moses is a servant. Jesus Christ, as the Son, is in charge of God's entire house, and those that belong to Jesus are that house. The one who builds the house and owns the house is greater than the servant. Jesus Christ built you, and if you are a believer of Christ, Jesus owns you and is greater than any person, even Moses. Number three, Jesus Christ is better than the Old Testament priesthood. The system that God put in place to allow the people to atone for most of their sins was one of the blood of animals. The high priests were chosen from the tribe of Levi to represent other people in their dealings with God. They would present their gifts to God and offer sacrifices for their sins according to the parameters that God laid out in great detail to Moses. The priests themselves, though, were not without sin, so they had to offer sacrifice for themselves as well. They also had to be chosen. They couldn't just say they wanted the job. Jesus was chosen by God to fulfill this role. Hebrews chapter 5 tells us, in the same way, Christ did not take on himself the glory of becoming a high priest, but God said to him, "You are my son. Today, I have become your father." And he says in another place, "You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." Jesus guarantees his better covenant with God. There were many priests under the old system because death prevented them from remaining in office. But because Jesus lived forever, his priesthood lasts forever. Jesus is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek, the high priest of a better priesthood. By the sacrifice of himself, sin is not only covered, but it's cleansed. The conscience is purged of dead works to serve the living God. This once-for-all-time sacrifice is the grounds of the forgiveness of sin with the better promise of eternal life in Christ. He is the kind of high priest we need because he is holy and blameless, unstained by sin, without iniquity in his heart. He had no bent towards evil. Unlike those other priests, Jesus does not need to offer sacrifices every day or even once a year like they did on the Day of Atonement. Jesus offered himself as a perfect sacrifice once for all time. The law appointed high priests who were limited by human weakness. But after the law was given, God appointed his son with an oath. And his son, Jesus Christ, has been made the perfect high priest forever. So Jesus Christ is better than the Old Testament priesthood. Number four, the new covenant in Jesus Christ is better than the old covenant. Jesus Christ changes the whole worship system, the priesthood, the sacrifices, the covenant, into a new and living way of worship. It's not a shadow, it's reality. Jesus completes our cleansing from sin. He satisfies divine justice and bears the full wrath of God. Obediently, willingly, perfectly. He does what we cannot do. His life was perfect, fulfilling the law in every way, without sin, without iniquity. Though he had no sin, he became the sin offering and paid the penalty of sin once for all time for all those whom the Father gave him. See John 17. His resurrection from the dead shows us that God accepted his sacrifice and that death could not hold him. He came in the power of an endless life. Jesus Christ is better than the old covenant under Moses. He changes everything. He shakes. He stirs. Number five, there are better promises. Hebrews 8 tells us, "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more." In speaking of a new covenant, he makes the first one obsolete, and what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. And also from Hebrews, in the famous chapter 11 of the Hall of Faith, I would also add that the faith of Jesus Christ is better than all of those people listed in that chapter. And even though my name and your name aren't listed in that chapter, that includes your faith and mine. Jesus Christ is better in every way. So, based on this pattern from Scripture, we see how Jesus is better than anything in the Jewish system. Of all that they esteemed, for the angels, Moses, the priests, their worship system, Jesus Christ is better. So, let's extrapolate out what modern day thinks Jesus Christ is better than. I'm going to rapid fire. I'll try to talk slowly because I know I talk fast. But through a long list that is by no means exhaustive. I really don't want you to think about which ones from my list or other things that the Holy Spirit brings to your mind are things in this life that you honor, enjoy, or value? Are you looking to anything on this list as the source for your provision, your comfort, your joy, your strength, your love, your truth, your wisdom, or your peace? Are you looking to define yourself through any of these things? Are you following any of these things? Try to really grasp this truth and hold on to the ones that resonate the most for you at whatever stage of life you are in right now. Some of mine are on this very list. Some are very silly, I warn you now, because it's me. But some are very serious. Okay, here we go. The person of Jesus Christ is better than golden retrievers. I know. Our government, presidents, musicians, actors, celebrities, chocolate, Amazon, Billy Graham, Wayne Grudem, C.S. Lewis, our beloved Dr. Raymond, British royalty, America, Costco's free return policy, your best friend, your dad, your mom, your son, your daughter, your grandchild, your favorite pastor, your husband, your wife, the one who led you to the Lord, your church attendance record, your completed Bible study homework, your education, your bank account, flush or running on empty, your boss, your car, your best hair day, your job, your neighborhood, your abs or your buns of steel and all your muscles, your smile, your dog, your cat or cats, your house, all sports teams, your pride, your righteous works, your intellect, your gut, your heart, your mission trips, your faith, your cooking, your craft, your hobbies, your wisdom, your mind, your acts of service and obedience to God, the Pope, the Apostles, the Prophets, death, evil, Satan, demons, King David, the Virgin Mary, angels, Moses, the Levitical priests, the Old Covenant, disease, fear, doubt, unbelief. Jesus Christ is better than you and me. Whatever it is, whether you consider it to be good or bad or neutral or anywhere in between, it doesn't matter. Jesus Christ will always be better. Everything about Jesus Christ is going to be better than anything else. Think for a moment about what in our lives we've placed as being better than Jesus. What have we valued more than him? What or who have we trusted more than him? What have we honored more than him? What do we fear or respect more than him? Be honest with yourself. Ask the Holy Spirit to shine light into areas of you that have been hiding in darkness. Evaluate what you find in yourself and your thinking, and compare whatever it is to Jesus Christ. It's my prayer that we all, myself included, call it sin in our lives, repent, and be sanctified by the Holy Spirit in truth and love, and be cleansed by the body and blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is supreme. Jesus Christ is the only one better. Let's close in prayer. Holy Father, we come into your magnificent throne room through the access that Jesus Christ obtained for us through his body and blood sacrifice. We confess that we have honored worldly and temporal things more than we've honored you. We've looked to another, trusted another. We've put things and people and ideas between us and you. We've shoved our idols in your face. Forgive us, Lord. We ask your Holy Spirit to shine light into the dark corners of our souls. Help us to repent, to honor and obey you as you have commanded and as you deserve. You, glorious, and we praise you as the only wise God, the one true and living God, the only one better. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.